Monitor with the sounds of our times, light by fire. Look deeply into my eyes. Count to 100 slowly. And before you finish, Monitor will be bringing you a hypnotist with some new ideas of this ancient art. And as we begin to count, something's happening with Herman's Hermits.
Happening to me, and I only hope the same thing is happening to you. Something is happening, exciting, bewildering. You must know why I. Something is happening, I can't think of anything but you and I. What begins these loving notions? You do things to my emotions, I can't help whatever is happening. There's nothing about it I can do. Something is happening to me, and I only hope the same thing is happening to you.
Suddenly hit me, the world over, it's always happening.
Everyone at one time or another has watched a demonstration of hypnotism, or perhaps even been the subject of the demonstration. So we all know what it is, but there's still a difference of opinion about how it's accomplished. One of the leading hypnotists of our time, Kreskin, has his own ideas, and monitor's Bob Braun made a post-hypnotic suggestion that he talk about them.
Kreskin, this new theory of yours seems to completely abolish all thoughts or ideas people had about hypnotism.
Well, Bob, it's a remarkable concept. The peculiar thing is that everything in existence, Bob, that has ever been done with so-called people in a trance, a hypnotic trance, can be done with them wide awake without the claptrap of them looking drowsy and sleepy. Therefore, my conclusion is, quite seriously, that this is pure suggestion, the power of suggestion, Bob.
We have with us a lady from the Cincinnati area whose name is...
Pat Arbogast.
Pat Arbogast was at our program when Kreskin appeared, and we asked Pat to be a part of this monitor broadcast. Pat, you have never been hypnotized before, have you?
Yes, I have.
And under regular hypnosis by a person who said he was a hypnotist?
By a doctor, yes.
Yeah.
Did he put you to sleep? Did you
relax you and cause you to become drowsy?
Yes.
But may I ask, Bob, is it actually true, Pat? Would you say that in the particular response you had now, while you were responding without any difficulty at all, you were perfectly awake, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Did you feel drowsy in any way?
No.
It's quite a remarkable experience that you responded without the sleepiness.
Yes,
correct?
It is.
And this is the idea about the only reason a person will feel sleepy is if you suggest it.
How quickly could you put Pat under...
Both of you respond to a suggestion?
Yes, how quickly?
And Pat, I've never hypnotized you, and you're not hypnotized, but when I touch your forehead after I snap my fingers three times, Pat, wide awake, you're not going to be able to say the number six. You're going to have to skip it, even though you're perfectly awake. Are you awake, Pat?
Yes.
You're perfectly conscious, aren't you?
Yes.
As you look at me, count from 1 to 10, please. Out loud.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Count backwards the same way.
10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're perfectly awake, right?
Yes.
Now watch what happens when I remove my thumb from your forehead. Count to 10 now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Interesting, Bob, isn't it?
To the radio audience on NBC right now, Kreskin, they may think that, well, sure, that's easy, but I saw you do this in a club. I saw you do it live on television. And it's absolutely amazing. You're absolute strangers. You never met Pat before today.
Right. Bob, it is no different than every homemaker, every mother who's listening in. Her child hurts her hand, his hand. Mother says, let me kiss your hand, Johnny. We'll make the boo-boo go away. They stop crying. Not to fake it, but because they don't think of the pain anymore. It's the power of suggestion.
Isn't it true with nightclub entertainers, with evangelists, people like this?
Yes.
Do they not, I'm not categorizing them together, but do they not use a form of this?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it has long been felt that Billy Graham, who now admits it, uses techniques that are dynamically hypnotic, and so does Judy Garland.
This is Bob Braun for NBC's Monitor in Cincinnati, talking with Kreskin.
Very interesting, especially that bit about the county. Hey, I wonder if it works on everybody, huh? Well, here's some hypnotic music from Monitor. Life, Jerry Vale. I'll give you the downbeat, Jerry. A 1, a 3, a 4...
What's my name? Where in the world my darling. Now, without ever really knowing life and why on earth am I in love? Learn to live and then be torn from those I love. Oh, Lord above. A woman's sigh
race at Charlestown, West Virginia, the one in which lady jockey Barbara Jo Rubin is riding, hasn't gone off yet, so naturally we can't bring the result to you on the monitor tonight. But we've been in touch with the track, and it seems as if history could be made. Good luck, Barbara Jo. You're on the Monitor Beacon. WNBC, Radio 660, New York. Hi there, this is Bo O'Gine, and I'm running a tank tester contest here on WNBC every morning from 5 until 9 o'clock. And if I upgoof your tank tester, then you're going to win yourself a transradial lister. So, that's 5 to 9, and I'll speak English if you tune in. One voluntary hospital of the United Hospital Fund is located in an area where many newcomers to New York live. To better acquaint these people with the services the hospital can offer, they were invited to a hospital happening recently. Here, they joined in lively discussion groups and found out that the hospital needed them as much as they needed the hospital. When neighbors learn that they are a part of the picture, they are no longer strangers. Your gift to the United Hospital Fund can be your way of taking part in the work of 78 great voluntary institutions. United Hospital Fund, 3 East 54th Street, New York, 10022.
Build a new world around you. Touch the by Columbus, the new one by the Association. Did you know that George Washington liked older women? Martha was 8 months older than he was. One of the mysteries still remaining about the first president is the color of his eyes. Some reports said blue, some said gray. And a description written in 1760 by his close friend George Mercer didn't help by describing his eyes as blue-gray. In any case, there's no doubt that his vision was clear. No one knows that better than we do. And another new one from Monitor, Muchachita by Renee and Renee.
I'm muchachita, te quiero tanto, me paso las noches pensando en tu amor. Linda muchachita, te quiero tanto, te llevo muy dentro de mi corazón.
Major League Baseball player feel this weekend as the spring training camps open and the controversy between owners and players remains unsettled. Ken Harrelson of the Boston Red Sox put it into words for Pat Hernan on Monitor's Open Line.
Kenny, you've changed your mind and you plan to report to the Red Sox camp next Tuesday. What prompted the change?
Pat, I, as you know, signed a 3-year contract in 1967. And my attorney, Bob Wolf, and myself have talked this thing over in every respect. And also, I talked with Dick O'Connell, our general manager and vice president of the Boston Red Sox, and Dick asked me to honor my contract. And since I am signed, I will honor the contract.
Well, Ken, so far there have been a few defections in the player ranks in the past week or so. Pat Jarvis of Atlanta and Jerry Grody and Nolan Ryan of the Mets. Tommy Seaver says that he has a date that he's coming back. Do you think there's any chance that an overall boycott will stick?
Yes, I think so, really. But everybody has their own mind and they have to do their own thing, you know. If these guys feel that's the best thing for them to do, then none of the ballplayers are certainly going to hold it against them at all. We're in this thing. I'm behind the ballplayers 100%, as are these other players. But if they want to go ahead and report, I still think we have enough strength in the fellows who are going to hold out to carry this thing through.
What kind of reaction do you expect from the other members of the Red Sox to your reporting?
I've talked to with most of the guys, and we all feel the same way. If a guy has signed, to go ahead and report. And they have no bad feeling towards me at all. If they did, then I certainly wouldn't go.
Well, Ken, some of the other players already have signed contracts but aren't reporting. I'm thinking now specifically of Denny McLain of the Tigers. How can you be 100% behind the players and yet report for spring training?
First of all, I'm playing with the greatest organization in baseball, the Boston Red Sox. I am a person, I believe if I sign a contract or if I give somebody a handshake, I believe he got to go through with it. This is just my own personal thing. I love Denny McLean. He's a great friend of mine. In fact, the night before last, Denny and I talked about this situation. And I don't blame Denny for doing what he's doing. He doesn't blame me for doing what I'm doing. If Denny doesn't want to go down to spring training, fine. But everybody has to do their own thing, you know.
Ken, has the Red Sox player representative, or Marvin Miller, the executive director of the Players Association, spoken to you since you announced you'd report? And if so, what did they say?
And any communication with these fellows at all.
Ken, I'm sure that sports fans all over the country, baseball fans in particular, will be watching the forthcoming results with a great deal of interest. Good luck to you, and thanks for being with us on Monitor.
All right, Pat.
This is Pat Hernan for Monitor Sports.
Tomorrow on Monitor, host Henry Morgan will be along with regulars Bob Considine, Dr. Joyce Brothers, Joe Garagiola, and movie critic Gene Shalit. Continued coverage of President Nixon's trip, including the arrival in Brussels, and also man-in-the-street reactions from many American cities. And a few surprises, too. That's tomorrow on Monitor. Wichita Lineman by Larry Page. Monitor is the shortest line between a listener and the world. In Monroe, Louisiana, we're brought together by KMLB. I'm Ted Steele.